Greetings, church. My name is Craig Johnson. I'm one of the pastors here at Whitewater Christian Church. What do you say we begin our first watch party of this weekly Whitewater family reunion with a prayer? Good morning, Lord. This is the day you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it, for we are your people, in whom you dwell and delight, and we live in your strong and unshakable kingdom. We ask you to bless our time together today as we look to you for wisdom, for hope, for strength, and for opportunities to glorify you in how we live our lives today. Amen. It's amazing, isn't it, how a global health pandemic can level the playing field of all humanity? COVID-19 doesn't much care about the color of your skin, the language you speak, your gender, your income bracket, your political leanings, your religious affiliations, your denominational affiliations, your sexual preferences, your education level, your relative fame or obscurity, or really anything else that we might use to distinguish ourselves from others. We, the entire human population of planet Earth, are in this adventure together. Other than the reality of sin, I'm not sure the world has ever experienced such a universal crisis. It has the potential to be a devastatingly destructive period in world history. But it also carries with it some of the greatest potential to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth that any of us have ever seen. So your leaders at Whitewater Christian Church invite you to embrace both sides of this crisis from a perspective of faith in Almighty God, who is on his throne and always at his work. Yes, there is trouble in the kingdom, but the kingdom is not in trouble. All week, we've been sending out Facebook posts and flock note texts and email messages containing links to reliable resources to inform you and help you navigate this season. Please utilize at least one of these media to stay on top of things in this rapidly changing environment. So here are a few things that this is going to mean for Whitewater people. We will not be physically gathering together as a large group on Sunday mornings for the time being. But we will still provide an opportunity for the body at Whitewater to grow and learn together in community via digital media. That means, even with a global pandemic underway, together we will continue to advance the kingdom of God. Each week, we're going to send out a link to a recorded teaching message for you to watch at your convenience, hopefully with your family or maybe even a few friends, of course less than 10, seated at least 6 feet apart per the Centers for Disease Control. We're calling these little micro church gatherings watch parties. You know, you could even share a meal before, during, or after the teaching, kind of like communion. And this would be more like the kind of communion Jesus calls us to than a little cup of grape juice and a rice check on a Sunday. Just saying. We don't have all the logistics quite figured out yet, but we'll also be providing an opportunity for shared worship each week. It may be a link to YouTube recordings of songs selected by our worship leader and elder, Caleb Hebert, that are designed to help us deal with this crisis, to keep our eyes fixed on Christ in the midst of it. In some weeks, we might even record the Whitewater Worship Band performing these songs ourselves. And there may be other ways that we haven't quite figured out yet of how to remain together as one body in worship during this time. And while we're on the topic of worship, we want to remind you about worship through giving. We are all a bit rocked by the financial impact of this event. But the reality is our financial stewardship of God's provided resources has never been more important. Please be prayerful, be trusting, be obedient to God to express your hearts of generosity through your continued tithes and offerings in whatever way that looks like for you. There's a very easy way for you to continue to give by going to our whitewaterchristian.com website and click on the red giving box on the top of the homepage. Now, some of you may have noticed that we've just talked about three of the four facets of Whitewater life from the About page on our whitewaterchristian.com website. Those were adventure, community, and worship. And now we're going to talk about the fourth aspect, which is service. Our Whitewater DNA has always had a very prominent expression through loving service to those among us and to those around us. Wow, what an opportunity this is for us to really live into the reality of how God built us as a church. In the coming days, you'll be hearing much more about a unified corporate effort that we call a We Thing to help our Laramie friends and neighbors through this crisis. We will also let you know, through those same media tools I've already mentioned, about any number of smaller but no less important ways that you can choose as an individual expression of your worship through service. And now we're going to continue in our series, Surprise the World. Do you guys know that story from the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, where this evil ruler dude named Sanballat was trying to disrupt and distract Nehemiah from his God-given calling to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem? Sanballat and his crew kept trying to pull Nehemiah off task with all sorts of distractions and temptations and threats. But I just love how Nehemiah reacted to this. He said to them, "I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Why should this work stop while I come down to you?" You can read that whole story in Nehemiah chapter 6. You see, Nehemiah understood that the work he was doing was an important part of the Missio Dei, the mission of God. And he would not let anything divert him from faithfully carrying it out. So you remember when we talked about the Missio Dei a couple weeks ago? All God's people, even from before Nehemiah and until the return of Jesus Christ, are called to engage in the Missio Dei, in his eternal plan for the redemption of humanity. This teaching series, From Surprise the World, is kind of like where the rubber meets the road in our participation with Jesus Christ in the Missio Dei. For the next several weeks, we'll be teaching about the five highly missional habits from Foss' great little book. Today, I'm going to preview those practices which express our faith in Jesus Christ as Lord of our lives. Now, I want you to please notice that these habits must spring from our faith. And not just faith in some nebulous goodness, but faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior and King. There is no kingdom without the king. So here's how Michael Frost, in his book Surprise the World, connects faith and habits. He says, our actions can shape our faith. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Transfer that idea to faith. Faith, then, is not an act, a single choice, or even just a belief system. Faith is a habit. We as Christians need to be fostering a set of habits that will in turn shape our values and our beliefs. Do you guys remember the teaching a while back about developing and writing down your own rhythm of life? Made up of the practices that you engage in regularly that help move you two steps closer to Jesus Christ. Well, that's kind of like what the Bell's model is presented in Frost's book, but with a very intentional focus on missional rhythms of life. Missional rhythms are defined as all we say and do that alerts others to the rule and reign of God. Our God Dreams initiative for the foreseeable future, as you well know if you've been hanging out with Whitewater for a while, is on evangelism, which is a key component of the Missio Dei. So are you starting to connect some of the dots here? So here's a preview of this series. The five habits of highly missional people are represented in the acronym BELLS, BELLS. Now, it's crucially important that you realize that these habits are not a checklist kind of thing. These habits contain and express some very important spiritual formation principles. B stands for bless. The practice here is to bless three people each week, at least one of whom is not from Whitewater. The principle underlying these acts of blessing is generosity. There is no shortage of opportunity for us to be generous right now, thanks to COVID-19. The E in BELLS stands for eat. You're going to be doing it anyway. The practice here is to eat with at least three people this week, one of whom is not from Whitewater. Now, the principle underlying this is hospitality. Even with social distancing, you absolutely can share and maybe even provide a meal for somebody this week and maybe find out how they're doing in the midst of this crisis. The first L in BELLS is listen. The practice is to spend at least one period of time, whatever that may be, this week in which you intentionally listen for the Holy Spirit's voice. The principle underlying this practice is becoming a Spirit-led disciple of Christ. We encourage you to start this period of listening by praying, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." The second L in BELLS is learn. The practice here is to spend at least one period of time, again, whatever that looks like for you, learning Jesus. I didn't say learning about Jesus. I said learning Jesus. The principle underlying this practice of really getting to know Jesus Christ personally is becoming Christ-like. The S in BELLS stands for sent. The practice here is to journal. Yeah, actually write down all the ways you alerted others to the universal reign of God through Jesus Christ this past week. The principle behind this practice is that you see how you are sent as a missionary participating in the Missio Dei in your own sphere of influence. I realize that's a lot of stuff. But don't worry about trying to absorb and retain all of it at one time. Just plan to attend, and maybe even host, watch parties in the coming weeks. We'll be taking each one of these five habits of highly missional people, one at a time. So we began this first watch party in prayer, and that's also how we're going to end it. Prayer not only gives us comfort, but it also engages us with the loving power of Almighty God, who sustains us in all circumstances. You know, when the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray," Jesus taught them what most of us know as the Lord's Prayer. You can read about it in Luke 11. But I want to invite you to understand that Jesus was not teaching some magical incantation. He was teaching the principles of relationship between us as created ones and the triune God as our creator. Now here's an expanded version of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught his disciples that I wrote, which connects me deeply with these truths of my Lord and Savior. And I invite you to pour out your heart to God in whatever way the Spirit leads you. Here's my version of the Lord's Prayer. Our good and beautiful Father, in the heavens as far above us as beyond even the farthest galaxy, and yet as close as the breath in our lungs at this very moment, all glory and honor to your holy and sacred name. Sovereign Lord, may we dwell and abide in your glorious kingdom here on earth as living expressions of your divine heavenly will, seeing you, ourselves, and all of life around us as through your eyes of love. Come, Lord Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, each day we depend and rely upon your gracious provision for our every need. And Lord, may we embrace our role as conduits of your loving provision to a world in dire need all around us. Merciful and compassionate God, we beg your forgiveness for any and all ways that we've rejected or offended you. And may we ourselves likewise extend this same mercy, compassion, and forgiveness to those who've rejected or offend us. Abba, Father, may your loving and sure leadership guide us in safety against all perils every step of our lives as you deliver us from the clutches of the enemy of our souls. For yours alone is the kingdom in which we live, the power by which we live, and the glory for which we live. Now and forevermore. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you, church. Go and love like you're going to live forever, because you are.